Dictation for Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, Berkel, B as in boy, U-R-K-L-E. April 1947, address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mrs. Berkel, who has advanced renal failure, severe aortic stenosis, hypertension, already has a fistula on the left side. Last visit was in October. She is following at the wound clinic. Significant weight loss from 186 to 170. Appetite is poor. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. She has actually constipation, no blood melanin. A colonoscopy was done within the last few months. Dr. Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, apparently no malignancy. She follows through the wound clinic in Alma. From prior, they hastened wound years after a prior hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries. Has received antibiotics, but apparently not recently. Is not clear the type of medications. She has noticed, however, areas of bumps or nodules, legs, thighs, gluteal area, which are painful to touch, different sizes, rounded. She doesn't see much of redness of the skin, but they are there. She says that there is also a hard area on the large, on both groins, but worse on the right groin, the size of a ping pong, and this is something new. She denies any fever with that. She's using the CPAP every night. She has seen cardiology Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, as well as a cardiology intervention Dr. Bader, B-A-D-E-R, for potential aortic valve replacement, but because of active wounds, this has been postponed indefinitely. Denies orthopnea PND. Denies recent chest pain palpitation or syncope, no falls. There is problems of insomnia because of the abdominal wound pains. Next paragraph, present medications, blood pressure, clonidine, metoprolol. She is on warfarin. Cholesterol treatment, aspirin. We stopped some time ago lisinopril because of advanced renal failure and high potassium. Next paragraph, she is very awake, alert, orientation 3, good historian, no respiratory distress, normal speech. She says blood pressure at the wound clinic just recently was normal. She has not been able to find her machine. Next paragraph, recent chemistry shows significant change of kidney function, PUN at 131, creatinine at 5.3 for a GFR of 8, baseline is around 2.4, 2.6 for a GFR of 20, a normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis of 19, normal albumin calcium, very high phosphorus 7.7, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10.8. The last CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, in the emergency room, Alma, December 2nd. Wound clinic sent her because of the ulcers. In that opportunity, it shows the postoperative changes of the abdominal wall, a small bowel hernia, no bowel obstruction, incidental gallbladder stones without obstruction or inflammation, extensive atherosclerosis. In that opportunity, they did not see enlargement of lymph nodes. He has prior spleen removal from trauma. At that time, no obstruction or urinary retention. They didn't see any kidney stones, although previously has been documented without obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure or progressive chronic kidney disease. I will favor the first one, acute changes. However, it's not clear the etiology. I'm concerned about the weight loss and not eating as much. She's not on diuretics and we stop ACE inhibitors. She's not taking anti-inflammatory agents. There is no reported vomiting or diarrhea. I'm concerned about these new findings of subcutaneous nodules tender, including question lymph node enlargement of the groins. This needs to be assessed as the differential diagnosis is broad, including malignancy, lymph nodes, given the high phosphorus. Calciphylaxis will be another issue, although there is usually associated skin abnormalities more prominent. This is new on her legs, different from the prior documented wounds. I explained Sharon that we need to start dialysis because of the azotemia changes. We still would like to look for potential reversible causes. We want her to come to the hospital and be admitted. She, however, mentioned that the weather was quite bad, icy. She and husband are very elderly. Some friends who are also elderly sometimes provide transportation. Given that she is awake, alert, nothing to suggest encephalopathy or respiratory distress, pulmonary edema, we ask her to please try to do this tomorrow. She's going to call us to see how she's doing and she's able to come. She already has an AB fistula, although never has been used on the left side. This is already more than a year old. We will try to find out what antibiotics she was exposed for the wound clinic. It's not clear to me if she's still on that, as medication-induced interstitial nephritis will be another consideration, chronic ulcer, and potentially post-inflammatory changes on the kidneys, vasculitis, glomerulonephritis is also another possibility. Severe aortic stenosis documented in the past will be another consideration. The background is for diabetes, nephropathy, hypertension. She's anticoagulated because of AFib. I spent close to 40 minutes discussing this with the patient. There is multiple issues. The severity is also high level. We'll reassess, hopefully, tomorrow in the hospital. End of dictation.